Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The racket you hear is your bracket, I fear, as favorites fall, at least some, though not all. In last night's NCAA men's basketball tournament action, Kentucky upset number one seed Ohio State 62-60, and Virginia Commonwealth slipped by Florida State 72-71. They needed an overtime to do that, and if you had Virginia Commonwealth going this far in the tournament, I would very much appreciate a postcard with your stock market picks. Kansas, another number one seed, made sure the experts wouldn't feel completely ridiculous by beating Richmond 77-57, and UNC prevailed over Marquette 81-63. Thursday night's upsets included Connecticut, a number three seed, over number two San Diego State, which paled compared to number eight Butler's dispatching of number four Wisconsin, which was overshadowed by number five Arizona's win over defending champion Duke, a number one seed, 93-77. Today's games have Arizona facing UConn and Butler playing Florida. Tomorrow we'll find Kentucky matching up with UNC and Virginia Commonwealth trying to beat the number one seed, Kansas. The regionals of the women's tournament will transpire today and tomorrow. Joining me now to comment on that competition is Michelle Smith, who's covering the tournament for ESPNW. Michelle, welcome back to Only a Game.
Happy to be here.
Let us begin today by listening to UConn coach Gino Auriemma.
I think we've got a real spoiled group of fans who just assume that we're going to win, assume that we're going to be in Philadelphia, assume we're going to the Final Four.
Michelle, UConn won their first two games by scores of 75-39 and 64-40. What's Coach Auriemma complaining about?
I think in this case, I think his frustration was that it was the last home game for Maya Moore, and they didn't have a great turnout. He was hoping for more folks to come out to honor her. But Gino sometimes can make a good point and deliver it horribly. I mean, what he's trying to say, I think, is he feels that his team and their success is being taken for granted by their fan base. But, you know, you can assume, I think, almost that UConn is going to win these games and you're going to move on to Philadelphia and perhaps to Indianapolis. And in these economic times, perhaps people are saving their money for the next trip, knowing that this one is pretty much taken care of. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. But yes, I think that maybe people are indeed taking for granted the success Connecticut has. And Gino, on that particular day with Maya in her last game, didn't take it very well, and he didn't express himself very well.
Of course, I would think some other coaches of women's teams might be thinking, hey, geez, if we had 6,000 people in the building, we'd be thrilled.
Of course. But when they go to Hartford or when they play at home, you know, they've had 10, 12, 13,000 people in the building. You know, somebody made a joke that they didn't think that Gino liked the fact that he got outdrawn that first weekend by Stanford, Tennessee, and Baylor. So, you know, maybe, maybe not.
In each region, the top two seeds have advanced. The same certainly cannot be said of the men's tournament. Just ask anybody in Pittsburgh. But why have the women's results run so true to form?
Well, they have, although we did lose a two seed in the Spokane regional when Xavier went down. But, I mean, the number one seeds, there's those who will tell you there are four big dogs, is what the term somebody used, and everybody else, and that would be the Connecticut, Stanford, Tennessee, and Baylor foursome. And I think there are literally four dominant teams in women's basketball this year, and everybody else is hoping to get a shot at it. But really, that's the Final Four that people are kind of anticipating and, frankly, pretty much looking forward to. It would be a spectacular Final Four with those four teams.
Even some of the games that haven't featured those four dominant teams have been pretty lopsided. I got scores like 80-62, 76-57, 66-30, and so on. Only about 20% of the games have seen teams within 5 points of each other at the buzzer. Are you surprised at how lopsided some of these games have been?
I think there are more talented kids going to more schools, but in the case of this season, I'm going to say I think it has diluted the talent a little bit. It's diluted the quality of play. I think that there are more good players choosing different schools to go to, but again, outside of those top four teams, this has not been the most competitive year. People generally think that there is a big drop-off and even within the top 25 of the teams that you're getting. So, no, I'm not terribly surprised to see this.
Wisconsin-Green Bay has never been this deep in the tournament before. The chalk suggests that Brittany Griner and Baylor will put an end to their ride tomorrow. I assume you think that's how it'll go.
You assume correctly that I assume, yes. They're a great mid-major program. They had a terrific year. They've got a coach who, frankly, may be up for the Wisconsin opening in the Big Ten. But I think that, yes, Baylor is clearly the better team there.
Today in Sweet 16 action, Louisville will meet Gonzaga. Louisville's freshman point guard, Shoni Schimmel, who grew up on the Umatilla Indian Reservation in Oregon, sometimes makes Larry Bird-type behind-the-back passes, whether or not her teammates are expecting them. I guess her coach, Jeff Walz, has to just hope the rest of his players do expect them tonight.
She's a great player, and he's been apparently very patient with her this year and said she's a freshman, she's going to make mistakes, she's learning. Her family, they were on the reservation. Her mother took a job coaching at a high school in Portland for her senior year, moved their entire family. I think there's 7 or 8 kids in that family, moved them all to Portland, and Shoni played on that team in Portland, and they came off the reservation to do that. You know, Shoni's sort of carrying the banner for the entire family. There's a lot been written about it, but it's a pretty extraordinary story.
Connecticut has lost only one game this season. They would seem to be the class of the left side of the brackets, even though Tennessee has only lost twice. But the right side seems to me a little harder to handicap. What about for you?
Stanford beat Connecticut. Connecticut beat Baylor. Baylor beat Tennessee. Tennessee beat Stanford. I mean, if you want to put four teams in a Final Four and try and figure out what's going to happen, you could not make it more interesting, I think, than this. And Tennessee's pretty good. And, you know, Connecticut has the one loss, but Tennessee's played pretty darn well all year long. I think this is setting up to be a really, really interesting end of the season.
All right. I feel a little bit silly asking the founder and editor of Left Coast Hoops which team wins this tournament. It's in the charter of your website that you have to say Stanford, right?
Well, I don't have to, but I actually think it could be, I'm going to say Stanford or Baylor. I think Connecticut's depth issues, when they get really far into the tournament, and I mean far, I mean perhaps all the way to the title game, may end up being costly. I don't think, as much as Stephanie Dolson has come around in the post, I don't think that that's their strength. There's no Tina Charles there to balance out Maya Moore. And there does seem to be some statistical evidence that Maya has carried the load for them all year, and she might be getting a little tired. I'm not sure Connecticut's going to win it this year. I think they'll win the semi if they end up playing Tennessee, and I think it would be Baylor or Stanford beating them in the championship.
Michelle Smith is covering the tournament for ESPNW, and we try to find her under the basket each time we visit the land of women's college basketball. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.